LNS. LNS. LNS.
Tracker on the beats.
The Late Mind Show on Cat Africa Podcast with Chris Abel. Hi there, my name is Chris Abel, and you are listening to the Chris Abel Talks Africa Podcast on Anchor. Get involved. Hey, 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 beautiful listeners, and welcome to another episode of The Late Mind Show. It is me, yes, your one and only, the one that loves you, the one that cares about you, Chris Abel. This is coming straight to you from Chris Abel Talks Africa Podcast on Anchor. Okay, guys, so tonight on The Late Mind Show, we will be talking on the Nigerian election 2019 and what we want. Now, over the years, it's been same routine, it's been same process, it's been same cycle going round and round, and same people coming over to say, elect us president, and when you do, we're going to do this and do that and do all this for you. And then we do elect them, we give them the chance, and then they become president. But we never really have sat down to decide and ask ourselves what we want. It is what they say they will do that we swallow, we accept it, we drink it. Now, it's okay to have your PVC, it's okay to register to vote, it's okay to go out and vote. But the question I want to ask you, and the question you should ask yourself is, what am I voting for? Not who. What am I voting for? Because if you understand as a human being, as a citizen that has right in a country where you have the power to decide who represents you, who signs the document, it's not as if, yes, we just want a figurehead to do it, basically. So before you put that person up there, you need to ask yourself, what do I want this person to do before I give this person this authority or this permission or this license? Because oftentimes we make the mistakes of, I'm going to go vote for candidate A, or I'm going to go vote for candidate B, simply because I think candidate A is the right choice. The right choice to do what? To just be a president? What about, I think candidate A is the right person to bring my goals to reality by creating certain things that would help me achieve that goal. That's the reason I should be voting you up in there. I should have aspirations, I should have goals, I should have needs. I want to be able to go to school and graduate and not have issues trying to gain entry or gain admission into a higher institution in a country I call my country. It is easy for me to gain admission in a country outside of my country, but then again, it's very difficult for me to get admission in my own country. How retarded is that? A friend once said to me, I shouldn't use the word retarded because it's a bit, but then again, don't you see where we're getting it all wrong? I mean, every single time we hear that election is coming, we fail to ask ourselves the question that is going to help us decide and change a lot, which is what we want. You're a student. What affects you academically that you want whoever you're putting up there to represent you to change? You're a business person, you're an entrepreneur, you're a trader, you are an importer, you're an exporter. What would you want them? These things concern you, and because they concern you, they affect you. If it's easy for you, then education will be easy for you because these things are put in check. These things are put into place. Things are working. Everything is as it should be. You don't have problem getting to school. You don't have problem running your businesses. You don't have problem living your lives in a country you call home. Because the person representing you up there is able to do the things you said you wanted before you put them up in there. So I mean, it's very, very important for us to ask ourselves this question. This is the 2019 election, and it's going to happen February 16, and millions of people are going to go out there to vote. But then again, we are failing to ask ourselves the question, what we want. This is still the Late Night Show with your one and only Chris Abel on the Chris Abel Talks Africa podcast on Anchor. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is still the Nigerian election 2019, Nigerian Decide. I'll be right back. LNS. The Late Night Show on Ket Africa podcast with Chris Abel. Okay, welcome back to the Late Night Show with Chris Abel. We're still talking on the Nigerian election 2019. Before we went on break, I said we will be able to vote intelligently and wisely if we answer the question of what we want and need. Now, for students, traders, business owners, and every other person, this presidential election will affect one way or the other. We need to answer what we want in the country we exist in and how our choice of a president will help achieve that answer. When we have that answer, an answer to that question, it's going to further help us decide, oh, I think this is the best person for the job, or I think this is not the best person for the job. But then again, as we go out to the polls on Saturday the 16th of February to cast our vote, let's remove the mindset of I will vote for the younger candidates, or I will vote for the experienced and trustworthy looking candidate. Trustworthy looking is that a word? Anyways, it's my word now. But then again, don't vote based on I trust him enough to do the job, but what job is it doing? You've not given him a job yet. Okay, so we need to know those things. Our guide to voting our next president should be an answered question to if our choice of president will help us live in our country where we don't have to struggle so hard to exist or travel outside to exist. Now, if you think your choice candidate is the best person to bring you closer to your dream or create a society, an economy, and a system to help you actualize such dreams, then by all possible means, go out and cast your vote in peace for such candidates and return to your various homes. If you have the strong conviction before going to the polls, it's almost impossible for anybody to buy your vote or influence your choice. And if you can overcome such challenge at elections tomorrow in peace, we are 50% into having the most successful presidential elections in Nigeria. Okay, so it's when you start selling your vote and start getting your choice influence on the day of election because you've been given some huge amount of money, that's when the corruption starts, or rather that's when we start having the clashes and the crisis and the chaos and then election rigging and stuff. So to eliminate all that, it begins with you. You hold 50% of that card, okay? You see, the thing is, if your vote is bought on the day of elections or your choice was influenced, then it's either you never really had a strong conviction as to who can better bring you closer to your dream, or you never really had a dream for yourself and your country. Or let's say you never really just cared. Either ways, we are going to be 50% into having the worst presidential elections, and you will be part of that 50%. Now, to the presidential candidates, organizations, and agencies involved in this 2019 Nigerian presidential election, you hold 20% of the success of the election. Okay, so if you think you're going to deny us a free and fair election by perpetrating and sponsoring violent activities just for the number to go in your favors, you need to know that you're not only denying millions of Nigerians the opportunity to a free and fair election, but also you are telling the millions of people who placed their vote on you because they believed in you that they made a really, really, really big mistake. Now, to the media, security agencies. Now, I know, obviously, on the 16th of February, there's going to be a lot of information. Some are going to be true. Some are not going to be true. Basically, the media houses should watch what they're going to be releasing to the public. And because some persons just they don't care, or rather they don't want to go through the stress of sourcing for the right information. They just feel because yes, your platform is recognized, so every news that comes from there should be valid. So you, on the other hand, as a media house, okay, security agencies, and every young Nigerian recruited as political talks to work against the freak of the chess game. Okay, don't let them use you as a pawn. Also control 20% of the election success. We also need to understand that helping them get on the seats in violence, and rather helping these candidates get on the seats through violence and illegal ways, it only tells us that they never believed in themselves to legitimately get there. Legitimately. You know what I mean? They never really believed in themselves to get there. It's why we, the voters, control a higher percent of the decision-making process. So, like I said earlier on, we hold 50% of the card. Okay, if we have a PVC and say, you know what, I'm going to vote for candidate A, and nobody's going to stop me or change my mind, and then you go straight to the polls, time for you to cast your vote. You cast your vote for the person, candidate A, you said earlier on, because you believe candidate A is going to be the best candidate to bring closer to your dreams or create an atmosphere for you to be able to achieve your dreams. Then yes, do that and go home. Even if somebody comes with a millionaire, that is a huge money. Now, we live in a society where it's easy for us to be tempted to think about others. Let's think about people. Let's think about those that don't have the opportunity to be bribed. How are they going to feel, and what are they going to do if I take this and enjoy this? Because yes, I was able to. What happens to the person who can't even get the opportunity to be pushed up from the not so good Nigeria because you've been opportune to have bribe, and now you're no longer thinking about the person you once started the whole hustle and struggle with, and what pushed up from the not so good Nigeria because you've been opportune to have bribe, and now you're no longer thinking about the person you once started the whole hustle and struggle with, and why you wanted to vote in the first place? So let's put all those into consideration, okay? I believe we are definitely smarter now to know who we want, and we should be able to confidently go cast our vote in peace. This is still the Chris Abel Talks Africa podcast coming to you from Anchor, and this is the Late Night Show. We'll be right back. Don't go nowhere. And when we come back, we'll be rounding up this topic on Nigerian 2019 presidential election. Welcome back. It's still the Late Night Show with Chris Abel, and still on the Nigerian election 2019. I've been talking about how answering the question of what we want will help us make the right choice at the poll on Saturday, 16th of February 2019, as we go to cast our vote. I also said answering that question will not only help us vote in a president, but also help us vote in someone who will bring us closer to our dreams, or create a society, an economy, and a system to help us actualize such dreams. Now, it's really sad when I have to say this, but I'm sorry I have to leave you here. But don't forget, as you go out to vote on Saturday, remember you are going with a power to decide. So do it peacefully and wisely. Try to verify all news before you share, and avoid spreading fake election news online and offline. Above all, in our mail with ketafrica@gmail.com. That's ketafrica@gmail.com. Okay, before I go, I'm going to leave you to enjoy this one from Timi Dakolo. Let the message in this song guide your actions as you cast your vote on Saturday. It calls this one Great Nation. Good night, beautiful listeners. I love you, and spread the love. LNS. The Late Night Show on Ket Africa Podcast with Chris Abel.
as a people with one heart for one cause, we're determined to rebuild and restore. We're a great nation. Oh, oh.